Hey, Reg, how you doing, my friend? All right. Whoa, what's that? Is that on your end? What was that? All right, we got some cords mixed up here, all tangled up.
Tangled up in cords.
Do you even know what I'm making a reference to, Reggie? I didn't think you did. Look up Bob Dylan. Anyway, are you ready for a little podcast action? Good. Put it in the books. 471. Screen on there. 471. Trigger finger ready? Good. Let's start podcasting. All right. Star, smile, strong, get ready. 3, 2, 1. Hey, it's Elton Jim Toronto, and this is Captain Podtastic. And welcome to another episode of Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic. Every Monday, a new episode is posted at WGNRadio.com or wherever you go to find your favorite podcast. We are there. Of course, you being here every week is the apple of my eye, but also putting in that little extra effort also gets you a little gold sticker. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell anyone who listens to a podcast that your favorite podcast is Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic, and it should be theirs too. Your loyalty and devotion are much appreciated. Of course, if you like what you hear, whether you've been listening now for more than 9 years, or for maybe just 9 minutes, whatever the case may be, if you like what you hear after all that time, or after just that small amount of time, don't worry, we've got some podcasts for you. You go to WGNRadio.com, you go to the podcast section, hit the prompt for this podcast, and there they are. Loads and loads of past podcasts for your binging pleasure. Find out where we were so you know where we're going. Right now, we're going to episode number 471. Yeah, so we have now passed the 9-year mark. 9 years, 471 podcasts. Wow. How about that? Well, without further ado, let's get into it. So, I don't know if you saw this story over the last week or so, but I have something of a love-hate relationship with the penny. Now you say, Jim, why would you have any relationship to the penny? And even if you did have one, why possibly would you hate the penny? What did the penny ever do to you? Well, I don't know if it ever did anything for me, against me. I'm not anti-penny, but I'm not pro-penny. If you saw the news recently, you saw that Donald Trump, President Trump, has, I guess what you would say is that the United States government, this is obviously on order by President Trump, but the United States government has made its final order to the U.S. Mint to create pennies. Pennies. Now we think, wow, pennies? I mean, my gosh, pennies. We love pennies. Pennies. Pennies from heaven, right? The penny, that little brown coin with Honest Abe on it. Why would we stop making the penny? Well, I'll tell you, this is not the first time that getting rid of the penny has been brought up. And in fact, after doing a little research, several countries over the last several years have actually eliminated the penny from their own currency, including Canada. They may be, Canada actually may be getting a head start. If they really are going to become our 51st state, they're already penny free. So there's one thing they don't have to worry about if they become the 51st state. Donald Trump won't let that one go. But yeah, Canada and apparently New Zealand and Australia have all gotten rid of the penny over the last several years. And I remember being a regular viewer of the great, my favorite shows of all time, West Wing, The West Wing, the political show, The West Wing, that was on NBC for many years. Big Emmy Award winner and starring Martin Sheen and Rob Lowe and Bradley Whitfield and Allison Janney and so many people, written by Aaron Sorkin. Just a well-written, well-acted, very poignant and dramatic show, showing the back room and backstage, if you will, workings of the White House. I wonder how those workings reflect today. That show was in the late 90s and early 2000s, more than 25 years ago. Might be a little different in the in the new century, and especially in this second term, but nonetheless, a great, great show. If you've never seen The West Wing, hunt it down on a streaming service or somewhere and watch it, and watch it all. Just a great, great show. I mean, I'm a political junkie anyway, so I had an interest in it, but just a very well-acted, as I said before, well-written, and for the times, very relevant and thought-provoking kind of program. We don't see many of those anymore. That was a true original, and if you've never seen it, especially if you're a younger person, or if you never watched it when it was on 25 years ago, I guarantee you, even though it's 25 years old, I guarantee you that, and I haven't watched many episodes, and now that I'm talking about it, I might go back and start watching it every day or every week just to get back in the swing of it. 5, 6, 7 years of that show was a great show. Big Emmy winner, I guarantee you that a lot of the issues that they are talking about on that show in terms of the country and the presidency, I guarantee you will be very relevant in 2025, even though it was 25 years ago. So yeah, I'm going to start watching The West Wing again, I think. I'm sure it's got to be on some streaming service. I actually have the entire collection in a box set. That's how much I love The West Wing. So I could watch it at any time. Of course, it's easier to watch it on streaming services. I don't even know the last time I pulled out the. It's really a nice box set. It comes in a beautiful embossed box. It's very beautiful. But my gosh, again, I mean, the idea of a DVD player. I mean, do you even have a DVD player? I have one, but it's not even a real. It's not even like a big long one. It's a portable one that I have just hooked to the back of the TV. It sits in the back of the set. It's not even out. It's not even easy access. How often do you use that? Man, my wife and I just started to talking about old shows that you want to catch up on again or watch again after it's been so long. One of our favorite shows from the early 2000s, once again, was the show on HBO called 6 Feet Under, about the Fisher family that were a family of undertakers and some very interesting scenarios and, once again, very dramatic and poignant storylines concerning life and death and just what do we want out of life and how fragile life is in so many ways. Written and often directed by a guy named Alan Ball, who also did True Blood for HBO a few years after that. But that show started in 2001, I believe, and went to like 2006. And we were watching some old episodes over the Memorial Day weekend, just kind of hunkered down and having, you know, it wasn't that warm over the weekend here, the Memorial Day weekend in the Chicago area. So we just kind of settled in and said, why don't we watch, why don't we binge a little this weekend? And so we watched several episodes. over the 2 or 3 days. And one of the things that's so funny is that show, as I said, now when it first premiered, almost 25 years ago now, to see the technology that was used in those days. Everybody had a small flip phone. Once again, folks, no smartphones at all. Smartphone did not get introduced by Apple until 2007. It's not that long ago. It's only 18 years. Not even 20 years yet for the smartphone. But most people had a cell phone, and you see them watching, using it, but not everybody. But one of the things that really was a surprise, and you go, wow, how times have changed. So once again, people were carrying cameras with them at events, cameras. Remember disposable cameras? Once again, this is 2001. We didn't have a camera in our hip pocket like we do today. You actually had either a nice camera or a disposable throwaway camera, but it was a separate device. It is kind of strange to watch it. So small flip phones, separate cameras, and then, on a few occasions, not only cassette tapes, people still using, kind of an older technology, but still around, people still using them, but also CDs, audio CDs. In one of the episodes, one of the characters goes in to a record store and is looking through the CDs. And another time, one of the characters takes a CD out and puts it into the CD player in the car. Try to find that now. And the funniest part is now, of course, there's this vinyl craze that's going on. And the funny thing is, in 2001, there was no vinyl craze at the time. In fact, vinyl was viewed as a old and outdated and dusty and grandpa technology that you threw away albums. You didn't buy them. You gave them away. You threw them away. And to show the age of one of the characters, they featured this older character's record collection. But it was thrown and hidden, and it was dusty. No one used it. It was almost like a throwaway. It was meant to show the old and out of date view of this one character still playing vinyl records. It wasn't used as a hip, cool thing as it is today. In 2001, it was used as this old guy actually played these vinyl records. What a goofball. We've got cool CDs. Well, now the vinyl is back and the cool CDs are gone. What a difference 25 years makes. And the disposable camera is gone. And the flip phone is gone. So it is at times kind of cool to watch some shows from 10 or 15, I would say 20, 25 years ago now. It's not all that long ago, and yet it feels and looks like it was a century away just because of the way the technology boom has taken over, and what some generations at this point think has always been around is proof that it hasn't always been around. So that was kind of a fun and interesting wake-up call. But to get back to my original story, I don't even know how I got onto this. How did I get onto the West Wing? Oh, yes, okay. Yes, there was an episode of the West Wing in which there was discussion about eliminating the penny. You see how it all comes back? You think I just ramble and digress and go off on non sequiturs? No, no, no. They're all sequiturs. They're not non sequiturs. They're sequiturs. Yeah, there was an episode on The West Wing 20-some years ago. I remember it very clearly. I could see it. Rob Lowe, for whatever reason, his character, he was a presidential consultant and presidential aide, and he got obsessed with the penny. And meanwhile, while all these other world events are going on, he's trying to impress on the president and his staff the importance of either, I can't remember whether he was pro-penny or anti-penny, but there was a whole discussion about abolishing the penny. And that was 25 years ago on a TV show. And here we are now in 2025, and it's a reality. Now, will the penny go away? Certainly not. From what I've read, though we've given the last order. So this is it. Next year, there will be no new pennies made. However, that doesn't mean that there won't be pennies. We're just going to use what's in circulation. We are no longer going to make a new crop of pennies to add to so many pennies that are already out there. And apparently, this is not just a nuisance factor. And I believe that this was even spoken about in the West Wing episode about the pennies. But in today's world, I don't know what it was then, but in today's world, it costs 4 cents to make 1 cent, which makes no sense. And so we will have an immediate savings of $56 million just by not creating a new batch of pennies from now on. So we say, wow, a world without pennies. Well, you know, yeah, I guess it's nostalgic for some people, but you know what? Another stat, which is very interesting, in today's world, probably mostly driven by COVID, but we were going that way anyway, but as I've said so many times, COVID has just kickstarted so many trends and pushed them faster than they may have gradually developed into our behavior and our culture because of the way everything was shut down and people weren't using coins because they may spread things and blah, blah, blah. We have now become a non-cash society. I still feel weird about not using cash. I can't justify putting a dollar charge on my credit card. It seems goofy. Come on, you got to have a dollar on you or something. But some places, you know, you go to some arenas and some restaurants, no cash at all. And it's ironic. I mean, the credit card companies have to love this because, well, I guess you could use a debit card. Most people use a credit card. And, you know, once again, there's that hidden little insidious thing called interest. If you don't pay your credit card bills in full every month, that $20 thing that you may have bought or that $10 thing can wind up costing a lot more over time if you don't pay it off right away. If you use your credit card like cash in that you pay it off every month, then that's fine. But a lot of people don't. And yet at the same time, that's become part of our culture now. And people don't have any problems with it. It is just we are a cash-free society. And in fact, from what I've read, less than one out of five transactions today are made with cash. Less than one out of five is a cash transaction. Less than one out of every five is a cash transaction. Wow. That's crazy. But that's where we're moving. We, as I said before, you talk about technology that, you know, with now with, I mean, most people pay their bills online, and we're just, you know, I mean, now the credit cards, you just tap the credit cards. I mean, there'll be a point where it's probably, you just put your finger on something. All your information will be in your fingertip probably. Won't even need the card anymore. They'll put some chip in your index finger. And so, you know, and while that sounds crazy, this to me, the elimination of the penny is really, I think, something that we should take note of. It is a passage. It is a moment in time. No more pennies. Now, as I said, for most of us in our lifetime, we will still see pennies. We will still use pennies. From the estimates, even after this last order has been put in, there are a billion pennies in circulation. Billion pennies out there. And you know that you have some pennies. You probably, like everyone else, and I have one too, you probably have that jar of change. And if you have that jar of change somewhere in your house, it's mostly dominated by pennies. In fact, another fun fact, you know those coin machines that you can go in a grocery store a lot of times near the exit, they have a coin machine. I don't even know if banks still do that anymore. You used to be able to take your money, like your change, to a bank, and they would count it, you know, and give you the cash back for it. I don't even know if banks do that anymore. I don't even know if banks let you in anymore. I have a bank that I every so often have to go into, and my gosh, it is like a funeral parlor in there. I mean, there is no one in the bank. You could hear a pin drop on a shag carpet in there. Wow. Banks used to be so crowded with people. And now, I mean, they echo. This is an older bank, too. It's got like a marble floor, and it's all got this high ceiling. That's the way banks used to look. It's a very old building and an old bank, and it's like a museum. When you talk, it echoes, it reverberates. I feel like singing an opera when I'm in there. But yeah, but from what I understand, we all have those jars, right, of change somewhere in the house. You know, you come home and you either empty your purse, empty your pockets, and you go, okay, I'm just going to keep throwing it in that jar. Well, you know what? The average person. I'm full of fun facts today, folks. The average person who has a jar of coins in their home that they just keep dropping in spare change as they go, never really account it, never really even pay attention. They just have some kind of a jar that you keep throwing it in. And then all of a sudden you start to look one day and you see how full it is, and you go, you know what? I should actually turn this in. Yes. That is real money. In fact, the average person who goes to one of those coin counting things, as I said, in the grocery store or if the banks still do it, the average person has close to $60 worth of spare change. $60. That's good spending money. That's good coin, no pun intended. You got $60 just sitting somewhere on a shelf that might not seem like real money, but it is. So don't forget that jar of coins, which are probably mostly pennies. And what I like about that coin machine is that it counts up all the separate coins when you get your payout. I love that. I've brought it in many times, and you dump it in there, and then it starts to count. And what's really cool is it breaks it down. Nickels, dimes, quarters, pennies. But yeah, the average person I think they said was $58, and it ranges most of anywhere from $60 to $90 in a jar. That the average person comes in when they say, "Oh, I've got all these coins," and they want them, they want to trade them in for cash. $60 to $90. Hey, I know in today's world everything costs $100. I know that's kind of scary when you think about that. But hey, it's kind of free money. It's kind of money you never knew you had. So don't forget about it. And then you can start from scratch again. I don't know if it takes months or years, but especially in today's world, it might take a little longer now because we just don't use cash anymore. Now, I still do. I still have, and you say, "Oh, big surprise, Jim." I know. I'm begrudgingly moving into the 21st century, even though we're 25 years in. I still use change. Not all the time, but I still have in the armrest of my car, I have a little cup with change in it. Now, people that are older, once again, I know I sound like I'm 150 years old. You used to need change in your car. It wasn't like a luxury. You needed change. Mostly you needed change because, think about this, folks. When was the last time you paid a toll? Remember toll booths? Once again, people will, you know, younger people, they may see a toll booth, but most of the time you drive through it with the speed pass, the easy pass, or whatever. They don't know from throwing change into the basket and waiting for the change to go down that plastic basket in the toll booth, and then it gets counted, and then finally the bar rose for your car to go. I know it sounds like I'm talking about ancient history, but it wasn't that long ago. There was a time before Easy Pass. So you really did have to have change. Now then, of course, in the last 20 years or so, before we went to the all Easy Pass thing, then, you know, it cost dollars. But tolls, my God. Yeah, I do remember when tolls used to be 35 and 40 cents. So you needed change in your car. You needed change. There was a time when you needed change. There was a time when you can buy a candy bar with change, without a dollar bill or without a credit card. And it wasn't that long ago. But man, does it seem like it was long ago now? But I'm still old school. I don't use my coin cup, if you will, as much as I did. I've got an easy pass. Hey, look at me. Look at me, Mr. 21st century, with an easy pass. You know, when I'm picking up something in a drive-thru, you know, depending on the cost of it, I will use my credit card. I'm trying to think now. I kind of think that I think the credit card use, depending on, you know, I do carry some cash, not a lot anymore because, I mean, but when you take it out of your wallet, it's got dust on it. But every so often, I mean, I'm not carrying a big ton of cash. I'm carrying enough in case, you know, for emergency. And I find that I don't go to the ATM as much as I used to. It really is funny, even though I'm kind of old school on that. I guess I'm really not. But I think the threshold for me is like $20. If it's over $20, I think I'll put it on the credit card. You know, if you get lunch somewhere with somebody or you go something or you buy something. If it's over 20, you know, I'll use the credit card. But if I'm going to a drive-thru of some kind and it's like 15 or 10, I'll use cash. And then, of course, I will get change back and I will add it to my little change cup. So I do have a nice little, collection of all different coins, because I'm another guy that, if I go to pick up, a prescription or something at the pharmacy in the drive-thru, sometimes like, okay, it's a, 4.27. Because I don't want the 76 cents change or 73 cents change, I will go into my change cup and get the quarter and 2 cents and maybe give them a 20 or a 10 with the 26 or 27 cents. And this way I just get all paper money back. So I do use coins. Not a lot. Not very often. But I will do it in certain points. And what's so funny, today's world, when you give any kind of a cashier cash, I mean, it's in the name, right? It's in their title. And they may have to change the title of that job. They're not cashiers anymore because we don't use cash. They're cardiers. Cardiers. They're virtual ears. I don't know, but they're not cashiers. We're not. When you give somebody, at a grocery store or a pharmacy or somewhere where there's a cash register, and you give them like money, they don't even know what to do with it. They're like, I can see their faces, like, oh, now I have to go into that change till. They don't even know what that's called, a till. Probably not. Now, once again, I'm very, very good with change because I was back when you did deal with cash, I was a cashier when I was in high school at Jewel. So I know how to deal with change. You give somebody, if you want to get a nickel back, you give them more, you give them a penny more. That blows their minds, If it's like 2024 and you give them, it's 1924 and you give them a $20 bill and a penny, that blows their mind. They can't figure that out. Now, all you have to do is just input it in and it'll show that now at least you won't get pennies back. You'll get a nickel or a dime. It'll be an even coin that you get back because you've overpaid, and then you'll get that back. But yeah, you could see that the younger people that are behind cash registers, they don't even know how to make change because they've never really had to deal with it. It really is an interesting dynamic. For those of us who've been around a long time, yeah, we remember the days of carrying change around. Now, interestingly enough, you might say, well, I mean, how could we get rid of the penny? Because, my gosh, it's been around forever. It's a part of our history. It's got Abe Lincoln on it. In reality, the first penny, and the reason why Abe Lincoln might even be on it, the first penny wasn't made until 1793. 1793, first penny. I believe that Lincoln was first put on it in in the early 1900s. But so the penny, I mean, we've been around since 1776. So almost the beginning of our, but when we think about the world today, we don't think back that far. But the penny has not been around since day one of this country, and now it's going to be around. Don't worry. You could still use the penny. The penny is still legal tender. Anything that is legal tender, even if it's not in circulation anymore, is still usable. If you see a $2 bill, it looks weird, but it's a $2 bill. You might see a a dollar coin. Remember the dollar coins? The Susan B. Anthony coins? They didn't go over, but if you find one, if you get one for change, it's a dollar. It still works. The person might look at you and go, what is this thing? But you say, well, it says a dollar. It's real money. You can still use the penny. As I said before, there's going to be a billion pennies in circulation. We don't have to worry about running out of pennies. Probably in our lifetime. All of us, anybody listening today, for the most part, I don't think we have to worry about never seeing a penny again. You will see a penny. You can use a penny. It's just not going to make any more. But you could still use what's out there. So don't feel like, oh, no. Now, there is some kind of a movement to say, well, to really discourage people from using pennies, we could just round up to the next, you know, five. But then we're going to wind up with a surplus of nickels. And apparently, if this makes any sense, it costs 9 cents to make 1 5-cent nickel. How does this stuff work? Apparently, from what I read, we have a, don't worry, dimes are profitable. Dimes and quarters, to make them, are profitable. But the penny and the nickel, not so much. Now, what's interesting for me, from that standpoint is, if you've been listening to me over the years, especially many years ago, 10 years or so ago, or now more than that, when I was on the radio regularly on WGN, one day we talked about pennies and nickels. I don't know how we got on the subject of it. And I was saying that I hate getting pennies and nickels for change. So as much as I had my little cup of change, most of the time when I would have to make change, you know, it was 56 or 65 or 78, something like that. And meanwhile, I seem to get a lot of pennies and nickels. So my cup runneth over, if you will, with pennies and nickels. And so then to use that change, especially when you're in a drive-through, okay, it's, you know, 14.78, and all I've got are nickels? I'm going to make 78 cents with nickels? No, I'm not. So then I forget about it. So I was getting tired of the pennies and the nickels. A few pennies and a few nickels is nice to have, but you don't want your change cup in your car, if you have one. You don't want it dominated by pennies and nickels. Because, you know, I mean, once again, it's real money, but it isn't. I know I'm talking about both sides of my mouth here, but, you know, it's a convenience thing. I'm a stickler for, I mean, even when I would use the change, I did it so I could get less change back, so I can get paper money back. But when you're in those positions where, you know, I'm not going to make 70, I'm not going to count out 78 cents in pennies and then go, and put it in the drive-through drawer. Or I'm not going to get 78 cents worth of nickels. Oh, my God. You know, I mean, come on. What do we got? 2, 4, 6, 8, you know, 14 nickels? No, I need quarters and dimes. That's money. You know, 4 quarters is a buck. Boom. Nice. Big. 4. You need a dollar, you need 75 cents, boom. You need 85 cents, boom. The dime is great. Even 10. 10, I can go with 10 dimes. Or to make 50 cents, 5. I don't need 10 nickels. I got 5 dimes, 50 cents, boom. It's fast, it's easy. Dimes are small. So in my little cup in the car for many years, now, as I say, I use less, so I don't do this as much. But, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18 years ago, I did, because we still got change all the time. As weird as that seems, we were still a cash-based society. We were warned, in fact, don't use your credit card too much. You'll run up a tab and then the interest rates. We were encouraged not to use the credit card. People would cut up their credit cards. I can't use my credit card. Ah! Now, don't leave home without it. You won't be able to buy anything. Many stores, many restaurants, many anything. Paperless. But 15, 20 years ago, we still used cash. I guarantee you, I gave you that stat before, that less than one out of five cash transactions today, or purchase transactions today, less than one out of five is a cash transaction. I would bet you that 20 years ago, 15 years ago, I would say it was probably three out of five, if not four out of five. It wasn't less than one out of five. That's crazy. But that's the way we're moving. Speed, accuracy, convenience, that's all we're into. I mean, come on. I know sometimes I get up on my soapbox, but hey, I feel the same way. You know, how many times, if you still go to a grocery store, sometimes they'll say, they'll tell the person what it costs, and then someone will go into their change purse and start picking out the pennies, and you're like, oh, just put it on your card. At least I have in the car, if I do that, I've got my little cup out already. I take it out of the armrest thing, and I put it right on the little area there in the middle there, so I'm ready. For what is it? 47? Okay. Quarter, two dimes, two pennies. Boom, let's go. See? Quarters, dimes. You got to like quarters and dimes. Nickels and pennies are a nuisance. And from what I've just understood now and learned, not only are they a nuisance, but they are a expensive nuisance. 4 cents to make every 1 cent, 9 cents to make every nickel. As I said before, this makes no sense. So I think I was ahead of the curve on this anti-nickel and anti-penny thing long before the edict came down now that we are going to stop making new pennies. To the point that, and I'm not, you know, once again, I just gave you, you know, this example of, hey, you know, that's real money and it's in your jar and you go to the coin shop and you turn it in and it's real money. It's $60, it's $70, it's $90. That's not bad. Sometimes my logic isn't always linear. Yeah, it's real money. I don't want my cup, my little change cup in my car to get loaded down with pennies and nickels. So a lot of times when I had change in my pocket, remember that? Remember those days when you had change in your pocket or in your purse? I mean, do people even have a change purse anymore, women? Do you have a change purse? Guys, do you have change in your pockets? I mean, think about that. If you're a certain age, you don't even know what I'm talking about. But if you're also a certain age, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And so a lot of times, you know, I'm walking and I could feel this change in my pocket. You know, it's weighing me down. I'm like, ugh. And I'd see what I got. And if I saw some pennies and nickels, I was like, ugh, I don't want any more pennies and nickels. And I would just toss them. I would just toss them. Now, I'm not being like, oh, look at you, you know, Mr. Got Rocks. It wasn't that. once again, at one point I'm saying, hey, that's real money, and I know I'm being hypocritical. On the other side, I'm getting rid of my pennies and nickels, and I'm just kind of throwing them on the ground. Well, the funny thing was, a lot of times it seems, I may have been doing that like at the end of the day, you know, when I was leaving work. Now, when I was at WGN, working in the afternoon drive with Gary Meyer, we were on, you know, first middays and then in the afternoons. And so we would get done toward the end. We would get done at 7 o'clock. And now, of course, the Tribune building where the old WGN studios used to be on Michigan Avenue used to be in the Wrigley building. Used to be in the Tribune building across the street from the Wrigley building. Well, now that's not an office building at all. That doesn't house anything. That's a condo complex. But when we were there, it was all of the Tribune newspaper and the radio station. And so there was a parking lot for employees. So it seems, and we had a spot. We had a spot that we could, you know, it was a reserved spot. You had a certain spot. So it seems like I didn't even realize I was doing this on that regular of a basis. But I guess I was. So one day, this topic came up about pennies, you know, and change. And I was saying, I hate pennies and nickels. In fact, I throw them out. When I see I've got some in my pocket, I just throw them on the ground. You know, someone finds them, picks them up. That's my donation to you. Well, we had the traffic announcer Leslie Keiling was on the show, and her spot was close to mine in the parking lot. And so I was just mentioning, I said, yeah, you know, I throw pennies and nickels away. You know, I just, you know, I don't want them in my pockets and I don't want them in my change cup, dominating my change cup. I need quarters and dimes. I'm a quarters and guy. I'm a 10 and 25 guy. I ain't no penny and nickel, man. I don't like pennies and nickels. So I was saying this and I'm being honest about it, and people thought I was, you know, oh, you're making all this stuff. Believe me, when I say this stuff, I understand I do a lot of odd things, but I share them with you and they're completely legit. And so people were like, oh, that's just BS. You don't throw pennies away. Give me a break. What do you, you don't do that. You don't throw pennies and nickels away. You're just trying to act like you're weird and interesting. And I was like, oh, I do. Well, as I was talking about this, Leslie says, well, you know, I find a lot of pennies and nickels in the employee parking lot, just on the ground a lot of times. She says, and I pick them up. Well, her car was parked very close to mine. I think it may have even been like facing mine, maybe a couple of spots down. So if she was walking through where my car was parked to get to hers, she was looking down, most likely when I got out of the car or getting in and I could hear the jingle jangle of the change in my pocket, I would look and see if I've got nickels and pennies. And if I did, I would just toss the nickels and pennies right by my front door of the car. And apparently, on enough occasions, Leslie would walk by and see the pennies and nickels. And sometimes they were just pennies. Sometimes they were just nickels. Sometimes they were probably both. I don't know. But she said, you know, now that you say that, wait a minute. I see quite a few times I pick up pennies and nickels in the parking lot, our employee parking lot, on my way to my car. And I'm like, well, those are probably mine. So, yeah, you know, I never thought of who would actually be finding my pennies and nickels. But But now, of course, I'm not as cavalier in throwing away money like that because I don't get it. I mean, I used to go on a semi-regular basis to the grocery store to trade in the coins for real dollars. And I probably got in the area of $50 to $60 or $70. I think it's mostly based on what size jar you have and obviously the denominations of the coins. But inevitably, it was always more pennies than anything else. It did seem like it was more pennies and nickels than it was dimes and quarters. And so what's just so funny now is that it's going to be interesting to see now how we start to see less and less of the pennies. Okay, we've stopped production, but there's more than a billion in circulation. And by that means that even counts those that are in your jar, sitting in a corner on a shelf somewhere. Even though you're not using them, those are still considered in circulation because they're out there. The government doesn't have them. So stores, obviously, banks, as well as people having change on them or in their homes. So with a billion pennies out there and still we're using cash, certainly not as much as we used to. Even though we have stopped making the penny, I don't think it's going to be any time in the very near future at all where we stop seeing the penny. So fear not. If you're a penny fan, the penny will still be around. You'll still get pennies. You could still put them in that jar. You'll still be able to cash them in. It's still real money. The penny will not go away. I can't believe that we won't see a penny even in the next 50 years. I still think you're going to see pennies. There's just too many out there. But once again, who knows? In 50 years, in 20 years, in 10 years, I mean, we're moving so quickly away from any cash transactions, as I said, less than one out of five. At what? Less out of $1 out of one transaction out of every five is a cash transaction. It won't take that long, perhaps, for that to be zero out of five. And so who knows? I'm assuming that, you know, we won't see. We'll see pennies around for a while, but you know what? Maybe we won't. If we keep moving at the pace we are with technology, and especially in our you know, ongoing striving for accountability and convenience and speed. You know, of course, using a card of some kind, whether it's a debit card or a credit card, it's itemized. You see all your spending. You know, don't forget, when you use cash, you forget, oh, that's right, I went to the store. Oh, that's right. You know, there is something to be said for it. As I said, where you get in trouble is if you don't pay off your credit cards every month. If you use your credit card like an extension of cash, that's fine. You're not going to get in trouble. It's when you pay the minimum or you don't pay the whole thing off, when that 20% or whatever it is these days on your credit card interest kicks in. But at the same time, we are encouraged and in many places forced to use a card of some kind. Now, if you can't trust yourself to pay it off, you're better off using your debit card. So at least you're using that like real money that exists, as opposed to just, I'll think about it later. But you know, I was saying, we won't see the day without pennies. But maybe, you know, who knows what's going to happen? We are moving so fast, and this AI thing is a whole new, kind of potential, I think, disaster on the horizon. I know and we'll talk about AI in a couple of weeks here, because I'm starting to hear a lot more things about it. But it's kind of scary to me. But I'm just wondering, we have moved so fast. As I said, when you watch a show like this, I'm watching 6 Feet Under from the early 2000s, and I'm seeing small little flip phones and CD players and CD stores, and I'm like, wow. That seems, if you're a 15-year-old, you don't even know what the heck people are doing. Disposable cameras? I think they might make them, but gosh. I mean, do you even see a photo? I mean, I don't even know. Can you develop pictures anymore somewhere? Like, does a place like Walgreens, a place like that, do they still have a Photoshop? There used to be photo stores. Photo Matt, Scrudlins. I mean, that's, talk about an industry that's completely gone. Everything's digital, and we have it in our phones. And how often do we print pictures anymore? But that's like 20 years ago. That was still par for the course. It's crazy when you think about it. And so I don't know what's going to happen to the penny, to be honest with you. One of my first memories of the penny was as a little kid. I don't know if this was in school or where I learned this, but it was the coolest thing. I'll never forget. I could remember doing it. Little kid, very young. And somebody, I don't know if it was a teacher or my mom or my dad, I don't remember who, or a friend, I don't know. But I can clearly remember having a piece of white paper, putting a penny underneath the piece of paper, holding the piece of paper down. Are you with me, folks? Now, I know this is another crazy thing. Do you remember a thing called a pencil? I mean, I have to preface all this. I just said piece of paper. Maybe people don't even know what a piece of paper looks like anymore because people don't use paper that much. So I guess I'm dating myself here. But yeah, to do this for you youngsters out there who have never done this before, this is what we did for fun. We didn't have Tetris or Grand Theft Auto or Mario Brothers. This is what we did for fun. You take a penny, which now might be something that future generations don't know what it is. Penny, piece of paper, once again, I don't know if you know what that is, and a pencil. Do you know what a pencil is? The graphite pencil, that yellow pencil. Do you still use pencils? I don't know. I can't remember using the pencil. I use a lot of pens. I don't know if people use pencils anymore. You take the penny, you put it down, usually with the Lincoln head up because it's cooler. You put the paper over the pencil, over the penny. You hold it down so that you can see the impression of the penny, and then you take your pencil and you use the side of it. If you don't know what a pencil is, you know, you sharpen the pencil and it's kind of got a tip on it, and you can use the tip, or you can go on the side with the shading, if you will. And you use the side and you go over the penny oh so lightly with the pencil, with the side of the pencil. And it creates the image on the penny. And there you see the face of Abraham Lincoln. You can use a quarter. You can use a nickel. But I think the first time I used a penny. And it was such a revelation. This was the cool, like, wow, is this cool? Now, I don't think I did this for many months at a time, but for the time being, when someone said, you know, you could trace the out, you could trace the image of a penny by doing this. Wow. It was like, you know, a relief, because the features of the president and the features of the penny were raised. And so when you, you know, you tighten the paper around it and then you just lightly went over that, it created the image. That's one of my first memories, I think, of a penny. I probably traced the penny that way as a little kid before I ever spent one. Probably. I mean, you know, there's a certain point where when you're a little kid, you don't ever spend money. When you're very little, your mom or dad are always buying things. You're not around money. I remember going to the candy store and, you know, learning the denominations. This is a quarter, dime, nickel, and penny. I wonder when I was a little kid if I still threw away pennies and nickels. I don't think so. But I remember going to the store and getting and making, you know, buying a candy bar. But I think my first introduction to the penny was probably not spending it, but in this odd way, drawing it, tracing over it with the paper and the side of the pencil. And now that will be a lost art. The penny, as we know it, may not be gone, but it is kind of a shift again in our culture. Another shift of moving forward. I'm sure that in President Trump's mind, it was kind of a quick little, just get rid of the penny. Been talking about it for 25 years. I've seen the, you know, he's probably said, you know what? This makes, we're trying to save money here. We can save $56 million. Nobody uses a penny. Yeah, just that's it. We're done with the pennies. I don't know how much he studied over the penny issue. But even if it was a very quickly thought about decision, it is kind of a passage. There may be a time when people say, oh, do you remember the penny? We're not there by any means, but we're closer than we were before. Eventually, the penny will go away. Whether it goes away in our lifetime or not, that still is something to be seen. But this is something of a milestone in that we're saying this is no longer needed. What was once a staple of our society, a staple of our money system, a staple of our behavior. In my case, throwing them on the ground. Or in my case, discovering a cool art project of tracing a penny. Pennies, we've grown up with pennies. They've been a part of our culture almost since the beginning of since our country has been around, 1793. And we've taken the first step to say, that's another thing we don't need, just like CDs and flip phones. And we saw how fast those went away. So as much as I have not had a love affair with the penny, especially over the last several years, I do have a fond memory of the penny. And it's a little bittersweet. As I said at the beginning, I've had a love-hate relationship with the penny. But now that it's kind of on the endangered list, it's more than endangered. It's on the elimination list. I'll be sad to see it go. I still have some. I'll still use some. I'll still turn some in. And I'll probably still throw a few on the ground. But right now, after I say goodbye to you, I'm going to go get a piece of paper and a pencil. and I'm going to make some magic and see Abe Lincoln's face. And so ends another episode of Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic. Every Monday, a new episode is posted at WGNradio.com or wherever you go to find your favorite podcast. We are there. And don't forget to tell your friends, tell your family, tell anyone who listens to a podcast that your favorite podcast is Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic, and it should be theirs too. Your loyalty and devotion are much appreciated. Hope you enjoyed episode number 471. I'm Jim Toronto. I ain't here on business. I'm only here for fun. You've been listening to Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic. From the end of my mind to your ears. And that's my two cents.